Welcome to Voices in Art, where we at Marshfield TV talk with artists from around the South Shore about their work, career, and life as an artist. In this episode, I spoke with Aiden Burke about who inspired him to be an artist, what he thinks about inspiring others, and how he's evolved as an artist, along with a bunch of other questions that may be helpful to other artists. So stay tuned and enjoy. All right, I'm John Fahey, here with Aiden Burke of Look Cool.
Yep.
How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm feeling good. How you feeling?
I'm doing pretty well.
That's good.
Glad to finally get this interview happening.
Totally.
So let's just jump straight into it. Tell me about yourself and your music.
All right, I'm going to give you the big overview of everything. All right, I'm a musician. I play drums, guitar, a little bit of piano. I'm a producer. I make my own music. I sing, kind of rap and stuff. And then I design clothes, and I'm an artist too. So that's what's up.
That's a lot of stuff. Multi-talented artist people.
Yes.
All right. So how did you start getting into this music?
It's in my bloodline. My grandfather was a professor at Mass Art. My mom went to Mass Art. Some of my aunts and uncles went there. I have uncles that are touring musicians. I have cousins that are musicians. I just grew up with it, fostered in that environment. And then I just kind of took it upon myself to, this is what I connect to the most. And I said it since, the second grade when teachers would ask kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? I would always say, I want to be a rock star. And that's what I want to do. And that's never changed to this day. I just want to be a rock star and do my thing. And I picked up the designing clothes thing along the way, and I've always been into art, always been a doodler and painter and all that stuff. So it's just, I don't know, second nature to me. So yeah.
I love to hear it. My father also was in a band, and sort of everyone he's known has sort of been involved with music in some way. And sort of that's how I got into it also.
There you go.
So I guess, so why do you do this? Why do you make your music? Why do you enjoy it so much?
I make it because I feel like I've tapped into what I'm here to do. I feel like I've known it and I've been a product of my environment since a young one, and I've grown up to be more mature, and I've learned things along the way, and people have seen that with my music too, from the beginning stuff when I was just not even using a microphone to record and yelling into my iPhone and all this stuff and putting it into stupid GarageBand files and all that whatever. But the reason I do it is just to express myself and show people what I can do, and show people that they're not alone in their shit. If they want to do something, they can go out and do it, and they don't really need to wait on someone to show them how to do it. They can just figure it out themselves. And we have this platform that's the internet now that you can take and utilize and learn anything off of. So I think that's kind of the gist of it, is just I want to inspire and I want to express myself at the same time. And that's kind of the big overview of it. And at the same time, just bring what I can do to the world. So
I think you have, personally. You got thousands of listens on SoundCloud.
Money.
And after our shows, people come up to me sometimes. They're like, you guys are crazy. Don't stop doing what you're doing.
The best.
In some cases, we inspire other people to do
exactly
what we do.
And really show them too.
It is for everyone.
Totally.
And so I guess that sort of gets rid of my question. Do you think this is for everyone?
Yes, I do. But at the same time, there's a fine line between people who do it out of hobby and there's people that want to do it out of profession. When it comes to careers in it, it's not for everybody. Because I've learned along the way, some people aren't willing to put the work in to make their buck and do their thing to get their name out and not sleep, because you know that someone else is working while you're sleeping and being lazy and whatever. And some people would think I'm a really hard worker, but I still think I'm super lazy, you know what I mean? So it's one of those things, I want to be the best, and I know if I want to be the best, I got to work harder than the next person. But that's just a career standpoint. If I want this to be my career, and right now I'm a self-employed musician, and I make money DJing and selling these clothes enough to not have to work a job, it's one of those things where I'm just trying to tell kids, you can do whatever you want, but when it comes to the career and making money stuff, you gotta really want it bad. But I definitely think it's for everybody. Anybody can express themselves however they want, whether it's on the basketball court or whether it's the way they dress or the way they talk or or dancer, like painter, any of that stuff, make music doesn't like stay out of that equation. So I think definitely it's for everybody, but career, that's different, I would say.
Awesome, that's perfect. I see you've definitely earned yourself some legitimacy as an artist. You know people in the city that are pretty well known in the Boston music scene, or like the whole South Shore, really. What's one of the most memorable experiences during your time as an artist, knowing these people?
Mostly just like, I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, there's definitely a few times where I've been a little bit starstruck of the people that I've met and the people that I've seen and all that stuff. One was totally the whole Boston Calling experience when I met them. Not met them, because that's like, you know what I mean? I met people that I never thought I would have met because they're cartoon characters to me, and I only see them on like the internet and on videos that I watch, like stay up late watching every night, and people like Kevin Abstract and the Brockhampton dudes. And when like 2 years ago I got on stage with Flatbush Zombies, that was a life-changing experience in my opinion, because I just got up there and I just was like, dude, like I just saw 30,000 people like hijacking their set with the Flatbush Zombies. I want this shit bad enough that I'm like, I've seen it, and some people go their whole lives wanting that and not seeing it, but I've seen it and now I'm ready to go get it and have it be mine.
So you've definitely met some people that you wouldn't have normally met by doing this.
Totally.
Right? I think that's awesome. So who are some of your inspirations?
Oh my gosh.
That started you off.
Definitely from this jump, definitely my parents and the people that are my family, my aunts, my uncles, my cousin, 100% them. But as I got older, it was never really teachers, or I never had a coach in this stuff to tell me how to do this and do that. I had people help me along the way. I'm not gonna like discredit that, but there was never someone motivating me to get to the next point the way a basketball coach would, to be like, oh, if you want to play varsity, then you got to do this, 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 and be the best player on the court. There's never that for my music stuff. It was just always self-motivating for me. But the people that I look up to are the greats, like the Kanyes of the world, and people like Virgil Abloh, and people like Dave Grohl, even, like drummer of Nirvana, and now he's the lead singer of the Foo Fighters, and he's like crazy at both of the things he does. People that really put in their like 10,000 hours and then some to go get it, because they were like so determined from the start. And Kanye is huge on that. Like, he literally did, he was like, since the age of 6 probably, he knew what he was here to do, and he's done it. And I can't even, regardless of what he says about anything, like, I'm always going to be a Kanye fan, and true Kanye fans are always going to be Kanye fans regardless of what he says. And definitely I can't exclude like Tyler the Creator from that situation, because he was the one that was like, think for yourself, don't let anybody kind of make you feel like you have to do something. You can think for yourself and make your own decisions, and it's going to leave you 10 times happier in the long run. And that was a lot of what I'm doing now. Like, I'm thinking for myself, like, oh, I don't care what people have to say about my music or all this stuff. I'm doing it because I love to do it, and the right people are surrounding me, and it's just good. So definitely those people, like just the short list of names that I've dropped, but like there's Pharrell and Virgil Abloh and people like Raph Simmons and people like that. Like, all these people are just very, they're good at what they do. They're great at what they do, and I aspire to be great at what I do too in all aspects, and never pigeonholing myself into this little box of, you're just a designer, you're just a producer, you're just a musician. Like, no, I can be all of these things, and you're going to see it all happen, and people are starting to see it all happen. It's not just one thing that I can be, and I don't think it's in me to just be one thing.
So you told us where you want to be in the end. You told us who inspired you to get there. But a little more short term, what's next for you?
Well, okay. So this is weird because I haven't like really told anybody, like the immediate people that I'm working with, like you and Tommy and Joe, like they've seen little glimpses of it, even Lily and Ty. Like, I'm pushing towards this next project. Like, I'm pushing towards a new side of Aiden that people, I don't want to say haven't seen, but people haven't heard me talk about in my music. It's not going to be as super upbeat, happy, just feel good, whatever. And that's scary, because I feel like some people will stray away and they'll be like, we like this stuff better, or other people like this. But I think the real people will grow with me, and they'll see like, okay, I'm just, every project I put out is a reflection of my life at the time. And I've only put out one real project that I can say I'm like proud of out on all streaming services, but I'm just like,
you name drop that if you want.
All right, Mr. Metaphor, out on all streaming services, Aiden.the, A-I-D-A-N, not E-N, A-I-D-A-N dot the. You can look me up on Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, all that. You'll see everything. And Instagram too, same handle, Aiden.the. And I think, so I don't know, I want to say definitely new clothes are coming soon. We've been sitting on some new clothes for a while. I just haven't come around to dropping them just because I want them to be just right and know that I know I'm going to sell out of them, but it's just me being like, I want these to be better clothes and people see the improvement, not just making the same kind of hoodies every single time that and just making a bunch of money.
Want to make sure they're perfect.
Exactly. It's just one of those things that I know you can relate to that. It's the same with the album. Like, I see you being like, nah, I want this to be good enough. I don't care how long it takes. I just want it to be, like, I just want to be happy with it. And it's the same stuff. Like, it's the same way I feel with my clothes. So, new clothes, and I'm working on new music all the time. And I just want to keep doing performances. And we have that movie theater thing that you'll hear about in the near future. That's just, like, a little hint at that. There's a movie theater involved with some of the stuff coming up. But, yeah.
All right. Awesome. And, I know you don't like being pigeonholed or stuck with a single title. What do you think of other people who will accept a single title, settling for that, just being a rapper or a painter or a designer?
I think more power to them if that's what they want to be, because I always thought that, like, I remember since I was young, I always asked my parents, I wish I was just good at one thing, better than anybody else. Like, I was the best drummer in the world, and nobody could tell me anything. But I knew that wasn't in me, because I wanted to be 100 other things, and it wasn't just me reaching my full potential. But at the same time, if people think that just being a rapper, just being a drummer, just being a designer, and that's what they're hungry for, and they're only going to do that, and they're going to be the best at that, and that's what, like, they're reaching their full potential in that sense, then more power to them. I think they should keep doing that, and I don't think that they should even think about, like, settling, because it's not even that they're settling, it's just more like, this is what they are, and they're going to be the best at it and whatever. But for me, it just doesn't fit the mold. I can't just be one thing, because I feel like it does pull me in a bunch of different directions. And eventually it's going to come to a point where I have to delegate people to help me with every single, like, hopefully, you know what I mean? It's big enough that I can have people, like, running my designing side of things and helping me out with this and helping me out with production and all that stuff. And I'm slowly having that. We see it with Ty. My aunt helps me out a lot with the clothes, DJing events, like we just talked about, and even Tommy too, like little things. But
shout out Big Tommy.
Shout out Big Tommy.
Superstar.
Superstar kid. That kid is something else. Like, love him to death. I don't know. That's like the homie, little brother. But yeah, main point is you can do anything and you can be more than one thing. So why not be more than one thing? That was my whole experience with just trying to figure out who I am, what I want to do, but you can do anything. So I just want kids to know that too. When I'm older and they're looking up to someone like me, and I already have kids that are older than me looking up to someone like me, and it's weird. And I'm sure you feel the same way too.
Definitely.
Like, yo, like, you inspired me to start making music, blah, blah, blah. It's crazy. It's like, wow. Even if they're trash, it's just like, at least
they're trying.
Was the reason that they're trying, you know what I mean?
We both start out trash.
Like, exactly, yeah.
It's just work.
It happens.
It's just
development. If you're really about it, you'll adapt and you'll improve. It's just natural, like, human nature.
Exactly.
Practice makes
perfect. You've given us all this information on you. What is something we don't know about you? Give me anything.
I thought about this when you were telling me earlier. I think something you don't know about me, I was born in Switzerland, overseas. You didn't even know that.
No, I didn't know that.
I was born in Switzerland, overseas. My parents aren't, like, Swiss or anything like that. They're from, like, Abington and Dorchester. But they were, like, traveling the world, doing their thing, and they had me in Switzerland. So I'm Swiss, kind of. Not.
Does that
I don't
make
know
you a
that,
citizen, then?
I wish, because apparently a Swiss citizenship is, like, a golden ticket to, like, a bunch of cash for jobs, like, banking and all that stuff. But I think I could qualify to get it, but I have to live there for like 3 months out of the year every year, so I'm not really sure.
All right, well, once we blow up, we'll just go to
exactly
Switzerland.
We'll just go to Switzerland. It'd be cool. We can go snowboarding together and all
Swiss
that stuff.
People are super cool anyway,
exactly
so.
Yeah, that's probably something nobody really knew about me. I'm born in Switzerland, and then, yeah, I guess I can say that.
All right, all right. And what does music mean to you, or what does your art mean to you, I should say?
It's crazy because it's such a big part of my life, and it's like, it's one of those things where I don't know who I would be, what I would be doing if it wasn't a thing. And I'm sure, like, if I didn't know it was a thing from the start, I can't really tell you what I'd be doing. But I think what music means to me is just everything. Like, it can change my mood like that. And I'm sure 100% of people, like, not 100% of people, but I'm sure a whole bunch of people could relate to that, of like, it can dictate the mood. And I've said it before too, it's like, it's this like old Alfred Hitchcock quote, and I have it written on the wall somewhere over here behind you. It's right there. It says, "Let the decor dictate the action." So,
Oh, okay.
Meaning, like, with your environment, you're going to be a product of your environment. This is what I take. You're going to let the setting around you kind of dictate how you feel about it. And because the setting around me was music, and because it was art, and it was always heavy influence on that, of like, there's always different kinds of music playing in my household, from like Rage Against the Machine, like loud metal music, blah, 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 to like Bob Marley the next minute, then to like Luther Vandross, then to like slow, like Alicia Keys, then Kanye would come on, and like all this stuff, like random which ways. And it gave me this like weird opening that I could find my little pathways through it. But that's like a big turnaround question, but it's everything. Like, to me, it's an expression of who I am. It's like my, it's my extension of myself, of like, this is what is best represented in me. And I think that's how a lot of people's stuff should be, because it's really personal. Some people are just more like there to be an industry plant and do this and whatever, but I think it's just something that is my personal taste. Like, my music and my, the way I dress and all this stuff, it's my personal, what I like and what I love and what I am so second nature with. So what it means to me is everything. Like, it's my life, so to speak, because I don't know what else I'd be doing or spending my time on. And I feel like I dictate a lot of time, or I devote a lot of time to my music and my art and my like designing and all that stuff and event planning and all that. Like, I devote a lot of time, and it's what I have the most fun doing. So it's like work, but it's so fun for me. And I'm glad that I can have that middle ground where it's like, either you're a businessman or you're a starving artist. And I'm feeling I'm playing this middle ground, and it's sitting very well, because I can make my money and I can also like feed the artist in me to like be like, I'm proud of this and people are respecting it and it's good.
That's what I love to hear, because I wonder why people do things and don't love what they do.
Totally.
With all their heart.
Exactly.
If being an accountant's not, like, if being an accountant's not your life or whatever, why do it?
Exactly.
Like, it's money, but money can buy you pleasure, not happiness.
I agree. And that's, I have such a hard time too of when people are growing up and they're thinking about, oh, like, my parents want me to go to college here, blah, blah, blah. But then I always ask them, like, what do you want to do? Like, what are you into?
Yeah.
And they can't come up with an answer because they weren't raised that way to be like, find out what you're going to do or blah, blah, blah. And sometimes not even the parents, sometimes just in the kid. And sometimes your parents aren't like, you can do whatever you want, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes you don't have parents like that. But it takes the person and a bigger person to be like, okay, I'm going to do this because I love to do this, and I'm going to do it with my full ability and potential, and I'm going to reach that. It scares me when kids are doing things that they don't really want to be doing, and I just ask them why. Like, why are you, if you're not into it? And sometimes just smarter and blah, 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 because if everybody had the chance and they knew that they're going to be happy and successful and healthy at the end of the day, nobody would want to go to school. Some people might, like people that are going to go to Harvard and do this. Some people are just like that, but I don't think anybody would go to school. And I just know, like, yes, there's some things that, everything in life is a choice, in my opinion, but at the same time, you just kind of got to set yourself best up for those choices and understand that doors open and close with the choices that you make. So you got to make the right choices so the doors open for you to get to the point where you need to be. And that's just that. I think ultimately, like, I think kids just need to start thinking for themselves a little bit more, because they need to realize, like, it sounds harsh, and I learned this from like Tyler the Creator, one of like the biggest influences. Literally, he would always say, think for yourself. If you don't feel like you're one to go to college or do this, blah, 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 or be paying all this debt or be going to school or blah, 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 then it's not for you. 100%, like, all adults will tell you differently, in my opinion. A lot of adults would, like, majority of adults will tell you differently. But at the same time, you shouldn't be doing things for your parents, because in the long run, all your parents want to do is see you happy and healthy.
I was just
going
to say,
and successful.
See you happy. They exactly. Might be, they might be, I guess, like, unhappy with you
exactly.
at the time, but it's different. It's different to make them unhappy in the short term if you're going to be happy in the long run.
Exactly.
They'll be happy to see you happy in the mm-hmm. end.
And they might not understand the journey that you're on. And I just think, like, it sounds harsh, but it's like your parents, like, 30, 40 years from now, they're dead and gone. And then you realize, oh, crap, I spent half of my life trying to make my parents happy. What am I going to do now? Because now I don't have to make them happy anymore. Holy crap, what am I doing? And that's why people have midlife crises, and they're like, holy crap, I don't know what my life's about anymore. Like, holy crap. So you just got to be like, just think for yourself. I can't stress that enough. Everybody needs to think for themselves and do what you want to do.
I think a lot of parents don't realize when they were our age or
exactly.
older or younger, they were going through the same thing, wondering what they wanted to do. And maybe some of them had issues because they wanted to just please their parents, make their parents happy.
It's tradition. They're so used to tradition and routine.
Bowing to an authority figure, it's not going to make you happy.
Exactly.
Like, people got to be free, mm-hmm. is what I'm thinking about it, at least.
And I think our generation is a very, very, like, strong and progressive and powerful generation of free thinkers, that we've seen it. And we see people that are making millions of dollars who didn't finish high school, and the very small percentage of that. And, like, as scary as it is, it's just like, you can't win the lottery if you don't play or buy a ticket, and you can't like, I just want to live life knowing that I stepped up to the plate, I, like, shot my shot, and either I got a home run or I struck out, but either way, I know I can go to bat being like, I tried. And I did
what
this
did
with my
do?
Full... Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then I can look back on the people who didn't try and be like, yeah, what were you doing? Because you can't criticize me for trying and failing, as everybody still will, because that's life. But, like, I don't know. You'll improve on that, and then you'll step up again and again and again until you knock it out of the park and get that, like, big break. And you'll
Mr. Metaphor,
it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
Gem and 94 jump. I guess the last question I have for you is, how has your work changed since you started? Have you evolved as an artist?
I take it more seriously, and it's more, when it's fun, it's really fun now. It's not just, like, stupid little, like, basement raps or stupid little, like, say the grossest thing you can to get people to, like, make a face or something and get people's attention. It's more now I'm focusing on, like, I want all of it. I want the streams. I want the closing stores. I want all that, and I want to just be more, like, independent with my stuff. But at the same time, it's changed in the fact that I've gotten more serious, I've gotten better, and I've grown up and learned a lot more, so I can put that in my music a lot more. I've had relationships, I've had, like, trials and tribulations with different people, and I've had, like, things happen in my life since I started doing this that I can now take as inspiration and take as things to apply to my art and apply to what I'm doing. And I understand that I'm not alone in my stuff. I'm not alone in the stuff that is happening in my life, because there's 100 other kids, thousands of other kids out there going through the same stuff that don't have a voice or are too scared to voice their opinion or do whatever it is. Some aren't, and they're doing what I'm doing and what you're doing and what Tommy and Joe and all them are doing, like, and Tyler and Lily and everybody. But I think just giving kids something to relate to and something to grab onto, and that's what the whole Look Cool thing was. Like, I wanted kids to be able to, like, it's a movement of kids that are, like, these free thinkers that want to express themselves and do this. And at the end of the day, it's all so much fun because we're all, like, working towards the same goal, and we know that in the back of our mind. But at the same time, we're getting out all the stuff that we bring to the table when we sit and have meetings and sit and record in the studio. Everybody's bringing their own backstory to the situation, and it provides for a bigger variety because everybody's going to relate differently to different people. And you've seen that too, because some of my fans aren't your fans, and some of your fans aren't my fans. Some of Tommy's fans don't like any of us. Some of, you know what I mean? It's just like random stuff like that, but it's like people are going to grab onto certain parts of it. But the thing is, why wouldn't we all connect it together and make it a big thing to kind of bring us all up on the, I don't know.
What you said about taking more seriously, I think I really related to that, just because I always sort of did, like, serious music, but
totally
seeing people start off, saying like the grossest thing possible to get a reaction.
Yeah.
That's fun until you start taking it more seriously and you make a really good song and then you're like, this is so much like
better than what people expected.
It's sort of like buying pleasure versus happiness. Like
exactly.
Saying something crazy will make you laugh.
Exactly.
Laughter's fleeting.
It'll get the attention, but that's not.
You make a piece of art that you're proud of, that will last you your entire life. You can show whoever you want.
Exactly. And sometimes it's like, sometimes you make a timeless song that will always be a good song. And I've learned that with some of my older songs. I don't want to say it, like right now to me it's timeless, but then like 10 years from now I'm like, oh my God, that was so trash. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But because it's going to be a progression as anything is. Like but what is life without the progression of, you
other
know
people
mean?
Looking back, like our music is worse to us than it is to other people sometimes.
Because we're our own worst critics. Like, you know, exactly. That's how it should be.
So like looking back 10 years, you'll think it's way worse than someone else will.
Exactly. So and I
you'll have a better song than it really
very,
was
very true.
To begin with.
And seeing that, like, brought up another thing, too. It's like, we're our own competition in this. Because from the South Shore, there's, like, some names here and there, blah, blah, blah. But honestly, it's like, I'm not competing with anyone but myself. And I know you probably feel the same way. And sure, there's, like, peers and people around me where it's like, when I hear John Fahey make a good song, I want to make a better song. Or when I hear Tommy make a hit, I'm like, oh boy, like I need to come correct on my next stuff. And I realized that's just like that healthy competition.
Then you drop it and you're like, who's messing with me now?
Exactly.
No one. You
exactly.
just feel like on top of the world. I think a lot of people are missing that, the feeling of being on top of the world.
Totally.
Due to whatever, like whatever they may be going through in their life, maybe just trying to like please their parents or something. You're not going to feel on top of the world if you're under someone's thumb.
I agree.
So I feel like
you just got to carve your own way through life and figure it out. And I think that makes an independent person as opposed to someone who is living under someone else's, like you said, thumb and like all that. I don't know. I think there's lots that we learned, and I feel like we're in this weird enlightened like mindset that we all have. But at the same time, we're bringing it to other people. So we aren't being this like nosy, conceited group of kids that are like, oh, we're better than everybody else because we are actually doing what we love to do and we're good at it. You know what I mean? Sure, as rappers, that's our mentality. Be like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 whatever. But, like, I don't even want to call myself a rapper, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, the, like, mentality and the stigma that you get. But it's, like, redefine terms, do all this and whatever. But I think we're bringing something new to the table in the sense that, yes, people can relate it to other things like they have before. And they're always like, oh, you sound like so-and-so or, oh, this, blah, blah, blah. But it's not that. Because like, everybody's their own person.
You're a blender, pretty much.
Exactly.
You take all the ingredients and make something new.
Exactly. And you're just like,
all your inspirations create 100%. You. So like, oh, you sound like so-and-so.
And you hear the influence sometimes.
That's cool.
Exactly.
Because so-and-so is someone I listen to amongst all these other people. If you listen close enough, you'll hear them too.
Exactly.
And it's impossible to be completely original too. Because like, you can't create like thoughts out of nothing. They all come from
they stem from something, but it's like there's so many things out there that people are just fusing now. And it's that thing where you can take what's already there and you're working smarter, not harder. And that's always been something that I've like lived by too. Work smarter, not harder. Because at the end of the day with all of it, it's just like the same thing. I talked to someone about this last night for like 3 hours on FaceTime last night. Shout out Sarah Gibson, because we were having a long conversation about this. We were saying there's fine artists out there who do their thing, and this is when I'm like, okay, to my music I feel like I'm this fine artist, or to my fashion and clothing and the whole look cool stuff, I was like, to me this is my like, I'm a fine artist with this stuff, not like legitimately, but you know what I mean, like metaphorically. This is my like fine art. You'll go to a museum and you'll see a big like huge canvas with a single black dot in the middle, and you'll go, and the amount of times if you just wait there all day, you'll hear at least 100 people say, oh, I could do that. Why is that here? But it sells for... Exactly, that's the thing. Why didn't you think of doing it? You could have done it, but you didn't think of doing it. And that's the whole thing. I'm like, look, that could sell for millions of dollars, and the artist is sitting back there being like, anybody could do this, but...
But you didn't.
But you didn't think to do it. And also, this goes back to another thing that I've been like stressing so much this past week even, of just people love to have ideas. People love to have ideas, but it takes the people who execute those ideas, whether it's their own original idea or not, the people who execute are gonna be the ones to see the most praise with it. And that's what I talked about. Like, look at Facebook, for example. Mark Zuckerberg caught a huge case because it wasn't his initial idea to do Facebook. It was the two twins, the Winklevoss, whatever the hell. They were the two people. They didn't execute it. he was the one, they pitched the idea to Mark and they were like, oh my God, we have this idea and we need you to code it because you're the best like coder, whatever, and like set it up, whatever. He's just like, okay, they need me to do their idea, but I could just take their idea and run. And that's like, doesn't make you a worser person. No, it makes you a smarter person and a like working.
And you're they should have got a patent on it.
Exactly.
Something like that.
They should have started that way. Because it's a $1 million idea, and that's like...
It's a several-billion-dollar
exactly.
idea.
Exactly. And I've seen it too. And something I want to bring up too, this is going to be a long interview, bro, but I'm just telling you. So the Steven Donner kid, he was here for the older music video shoot, takes photos, photographer. He was down here one day, first time we ever met him. I thought he was pitching this idea to me, and I hear it all the time. My most annoying thing is when people are like, oh, you should do this on a t-shirt. Oh, you should do this on a t-shirt. Oh, you should blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm going to do what I want on
a
t-shirt.
You should not tell me what to do.
Exactly. You should not tell me what to do. This is my stuff. If you want to do it that bad, go out and do it. That's my whole thing. But
I'm all for people pitching ideas, though.
Right? Exactly. Saying, no, totally. That's what I was like.
There's a difference between pushing your idea on something saying you should do this.
Exactly.
Or like, what if you did this?
Exactly. That no, 100%. Cool. But that's when it turns into the thing where it's like, they can pitch an idea to me and they'll be like, I want you to do this, but it's like, this is a cool idea. And I could be like, I always want to hear everything because it could be a $1 million idea that just stumbles my way from someone who doesn't have a $1 million work ethic to go out and make it happen. And I feel like I'm the one to have the $1 million work ethic to take a $1 million idea and put it into action, whether it's my $1 million idea or yours or whoever's. But I still think the people I surround myself with have $1 million work ethics and they're just waiting for that and going for it. But going back to the Steven Donner kid who is dropping hoodies today, and I'm plugging him right now because he just dropped a new clothing brand, blah, blah, blah. It's called the Donner brand. Very cool. New hoodies. Sick. Check them out. But literally,
my favorite reindeer.
Very cool. He, I just got that joke. It took me a second. But he was here for an older music video shoot. Older, the song that I have with Ty. It was like our first hit that we were like, this is crazy.
2.1K, SoundCloud. Crazy. Check it out.
Unreal. So we're filming this. We're filming this music video with Jack. He's like shooting it, Jack Marcella, and Donner shows up because I call this like open casting call. Like we just need extras. Blah, blah, blah. First time I ever met the kid. Fits in like glue. Everybody thought this is my lifelong homie. He just came for the thing. Met him the first time that everybody else met him. Right. Comes over and afterwards we're like sitting eating pizza after like the shoot and he's saying like, yo, I have this idea to put like barcodes on t-shirts and make them like scannable. If you like,
oh,
had
that
a,
was him?
You know, he was the one who had that idea. And you came up with it too of like the barcode, blah, 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 because you were both sitting.
I wasn't there.
You weren't there. You had the idea too because now I'm just remembering this. So, which is crazy now because he literally just sent me the thing like, yo, promote this on your story. He just put the barcode idea out like today. So you're probably pissed now because I didn't even remember that you, oh my God, that's crazy.
I had that same idea.
So they both stumbled because I think, here's what I thought. Because I was like, Fahey wants to do this idea for this. And then his was like, I want to do this barcode thing, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, I've been working on it. Here's my like Photoshop thing. And I'm thinking he's pitching this idea to me. And I don't want to take it. Fahey came up with it before, too. He was just like, okay.
Hey, he had the work ethic.
To me, exactly.
He beat me to it.
Exactly. To me, I was just like, okay, like, I heard Fahey talk about it. I heard him talk about it. Is it really that original? And then in my mind, I'm like, no, but I still think he's the type of kid to go out and execute it. Same with Fahey. I don't want to touch it because I know that they're the two that would make stuff happen and go do it. And I just left it alone. A few weeks later, he's asking me, who are your, like, retailers? Who are your wholesalers? Who are your like printer companies? All this stuff. And I'm like, okay. I was very hesitant to give him like all the keys to like the castle. Like, this is what I do. I don't want to just show you how to do everything because then you'll become my competition.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Which is reasonable. And he feels the same way now when kids are asking him, how do you do that? Blah, 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 blah. He's in the same mindset and he doesn't blame you for it. But I'm like looking at his stuff now. He was that, like, he had the work ethic to go out, find his own printers, find his own blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, that's what I like to see. I'm proud of you. And we even asked him to be and look cool a couple months ago when he was like, Jack was looking for a photo team because he can't be shooting all the shows himself because he's doing videos, shows, editing, and all this stuff all by himself. And more power to him because it's like, at the end of the day, it's more work for him, but it's going to make him look 10 times better in the long run. And that's what I keep trying to stress to him. But he was looking for this photo team, and Donner was the first name that came up because we're all tight with them, all chill with them, like, nice down-to-earth kid. And we reach out to him, and he's just like, I still want to be homies with you guys. I love what you're doing, but I think I'm going to just do my own thing. I don't want to be a part of, and I don't want to do this, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, much more respect to you, bro. Because a bunch of kids, it's different than the kids asking, can I be in? Can I be in it? I want to be a part of this. I want to do this, blah, blah, blah. And you kind of just got to keep your distance. But with him, it was just like, we were reaching out to him, and he was totally like, oh, this would be crazy, but like, I think I'm just going to do my own thing and carve my own path and do this. And I was like, I respect you 10 times more for that, because you really, we gave you this, like, this, and you were like, look, I just want to do this by myself and do blah, blah, blah. And that's like, I'm so proud of him. Hoodies just dropped today, and I'm like, good for him, bro. Like, now you're my competition, so try and knock me off the throne of, like, the whole look cool stuff. But at the same time, like, I'm just proud of you, and I'm going to support all of it. So, I don't know. That's just, like, a friendly cool story that I had. Totally. Friendly competition is just, like, I'm happy to see someone else, like, going for what they want. You know what I mean? And that's just, I don't know. That's all I can leave with it, but, yeah.
And that's, I think that's all we have for today. I'm John Fahey with MCTV Podcast, here with
Aiden Burke, bro.
Anything
yeah.
else you want to say right before we go?
John Fahey and I are performing tonight, and you'll probably see photos of it on Instagram, but we got a show tonight at a party in Hingham, so it'll be fun, and we're always working, so let's get it.
Look cool music coming soon.
Yeah.
Peace out, everyone.
Hashtag look cool.